You mentioned onions, so what do you call the onions that just when they're young? That you just eat raw?
Well, I don't know any name for them special. Just onions is all I know.
Well, before they've had a chance to come to...
You want to call them green onions? Before the tops die?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. I have two varieties of onions up there now growing. One kind, it stays in the ground all the time and makes buttons up on top. Have you ever seen any of that like that? And you can take those buttons and plant those buttons and they make more onions. I sow my turnips and the turnip greens, and the turnip greens, now there are varieties of turnips, of course, you know, and there is one kind that has been in our old garden ever since my grandfather moved here, and those seeds, there's enough of them in the ground that they come up next spring early, and all I got to do is go out and give them the turnip greens to cook, but the turnips, they're different varieties of turnips. But in August is when I sow them.
What other kind of greens do you eat besides turnips?
Well, I told you about the watercress.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have poke. Did you ever hear of poke? P-O-L-K?
Uh-huh.
Or P-O-K-E, whatever way it's spelled, I don't know, but it grows here wild. And that's a good green in the early spring. You get the tender leaves. And boil it until it's tender and good. And then you pour every bit of that water, strain every bit of that water out. And then you fry it in fried meat grease. Put a little salt in it. And that is good with cornbread.
What do you call that?
Poke salad. S-A-L-I-T. Poke salad.
Okay. Talking about... how would you ask for some lettuce?
Oak salad.
Maybe, please buy me three
head.
Okay. Do you ever use that word head talking about
head of cabbage?
Yeah. Would you talk about heads of a head of children? Though? Say five children. Would you ever say five head of children?
No.
Okay. What if say someone had 14 children? Would you ever say that someone had a passel of children?
No, we wouldn't. Some people may. I never have heard that.
Yeah, do you ever use that word, passel?
No.
Okay, the outside of an ear of corn.
Shuck.
Okay, and some people, the stringy stuff that you have to...
Silk.
Okay, and the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk.
The tassel.
Okay, and what do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Roastnear. The roastnear.
Okay, and this is a large, round fruit that you might make pie out of at Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin.
Okay.
I raise pumpkins. Last year I had so many pumpkins, I gave away several of them, and I canned a whole lot. I have canned pumpkin now. And I have one pumpkin in there I never have done anything to.
Wouldn't it go bad?
No, it's still good. And I have pumpkin vines growing out there in the yard now.
Yellow, crooked-necked vegetable.
Crooked-necked squash.
Okay. Do you have a different name for it if when you let it dry?
I don't think I ever dried squash.
Okay.